Hi, this is a dictation for Justin Walker, JustinWalker, date of birth is 6/29/1982, date of accident 7/20/2022, date of service is 5/4/2023. Justin Walker is here for a follow-up evaluation. He was involved in an automobile accident on 7/20/2022, when another car hit his bumper in the front-end collision, and it caused him headaches without any symptom of TBI, but also pain, severe pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back with radiation to both buttocks, as well as pain in the right shoulder. The shooting pain was continuous and constant. He had difficulty in walking, standing, sleep initially, and he has been following up. He has been undergoing physical therapy continuously, and he reports at this time that his pain in the neck is only 2, and lower back pain is around 4, and there's no radiation of the pain to the buttocks. So the pain is varying from between 2 to 4, and ADLs are not gravely affected at all. All of them are 3 or 1 or 2. He does report 70% improvement in the pain. He doesn't have any TBI symptoms or headaches. For system review, please look into the chart, additional history chart. For substance abuse, please review the chart. Compliance history, please review the chart. And the physical examination reveals blood pressure of 128/102. Pulse is 101. Pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam comes from previous visit of 4/3/2023. Dictation is 0413-016. And following plan of care, the patient has been advised about his MRI findings and the options of treatment for him. He has been informed that he has a herniated disc in C3-4, C4-5, and C6-7. And his lumbar MRI is completely normal. He was informed that if his pain does come back or if he has any numbness, tingling, he is welcome for a cervical epidural injection, but he is not interested. He is only doing home therapy with stretching of the neck and physical therapy. That has brought him significant relief. 2 times per week has been ordered, along with I have added a chiropractic treatment, acupuncture, and massage, and we discussed with him. I discussed with the patient laser treatment, role of laser treatment, infrared. And then he's off work still, and he's housework replacement and transportation. He wanted to apply for a disability. I've given him the name of Mr. James Zeimler for this process, and also send him for a functional analysis at Oro Rehab, which does this particular evaluation unrelated to the auto accident, and he will continue doing the therapy. His last medications were provided with Fenibrax, Lexarin, Acuflex, Sortram, and Nurontin. The patient doesn't want them. It appears that he is significantly improved at this time, and no more further treatment will be necessary. He was provided with the on-lux photobiomodulation that he reports that is not helping him much. And other than that, there's no other treatment in my mind. And he can be discharged if patient wants, because he's achieved a 100% recovery at this time, and he doesn't want any other treatments to be following through. So based on what patient wants to do, I will probably make the direction. He's not even doing a physical therapy, and so that will be the end. He will be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.